CliffCentral.com. Evolution. CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday and it's the football show, a show about football, football results, football rumors, FIFA presidential candidates, Leicester City,
yes.
Kungu.org,
doping,
Future's new album, Kanye West's new album, paying back the money,
yes.
Five-a-side tournaments, and Mpo Pops. But he's not here.
So, boo.
Well, look, lifestyle. Anyway, let us start with the intros.
No, I think you've outdone yourself.
Do you think so?
This is your magnum opus, right?
You think so?
Well done, well done.
Yes,
in fact,
yes.
I'm just gonna start with Nandi's because this is so good. Rumor has it that on a recent personal excursion to KZN, she bumped into President Jacob Zuma at a 5-star hotel where she was hosting a yellow bone only workshop on the unintended virtue of serendipitous coital relations with former heads of state.
Fire!
And that whether by coincidence or yellow bone design, soon after seeing her godly yellow bone smile, President Zuma, on Thursday, 4th February 2016, immediately offered to pay back some of the money. All we know is that she is the godmother of all things yellow.
Yes.
The universally acknowledged,
yes,
public protector,
yes,
of the color yellow.
Yes.
The goddess, yes, Nandi.
Shabalalalalalalalalala.
Woo!
The
real public protector.
The real public protector is Nandi Shabalala.
Of the color yellow.
Of the color yellow.
When yellow bones aren't acting right,
Nandi Shabalala comes.
She tells her to take remedial action.
She gives them recommendations.
Yes.
Yes.
Findings, which are then scrutinized by the National Assembly of Yellow Bones.
It's binding.
By the Constitution of Yellow Bones, it's binding.
It's binding.
It's binding.
Anyway, we are told that he spent the weekend in Kandla.
In Kandla. Yeah.
With Advocate Gauntlet.
I just call him Jeremy.
Jeremy.
You in the first name, Bess?
Yeah, Jeremy.
Poring over thousands of pages of reports detailing the extent of the multi-million rand improvements to former apartheid president de Klerk's house. And that even as we speak, he has left his trusted lieutenant, Melusi.
Melusi, yes.
To list the improvements, which included a torture chamber.
Yes.
A lecture theatre for aspiring young black leaders.
Yes.
And a home cinema with surround sound. With surround stereo, which comes in handy when watching interracial porn.
Yes. Suk treffers. Lost filled pompies. Shout out to...
What that does guy, that mean, Ben? Bro?
Anyway, all we know is that he is the in-house oracle of all things football.
Thank you.
The man whose twang deserves its own hashtag on hashtag woke Twitter.
Thank you, South Africa.
The inimitable Nigerian.
Yes,
the exemplary immigrant.
Yes, number one immigrant.
The God, Durek Jesus.
Criminal record free. Haven't even been arrested once.
Drunk driving.
Dog, I do not drink and drive.
Oh, well done.
Take an Uber or you get your lady to drive you around?
No, I take an Uber. Uber.
Uber, well done. Okay. Well done. Durek, would you like to do this?
I can never be deported.
So says you.
Rumor has it that just last week he had tea with the EFF's leader, Julius Malema, at an upmarket Santon cafe to discuss the pitfalls and paradoxes of leading a proletariat revolution while adorned in Gucci. Obviously, with Breitling watches, I mean, of course.
And Breitling watches.
And consistently having to go to the bathroom to piss out some Dom Perignon and Chateau Margaux.
Exactly.
And that since this meeting, the EFF leader has been seen wearing more modest attire, like Chanel, and some yet-to-be-released Yeezy Season 3 Adams.
Yes, Adams.
Adams. Shout out to all my Zimbabwean brothers. Adams.
Adams.
I got you.
Atomize the Adams.
Atomize the Adams.
Yeah, yeah.
All we know is that he's the godfather of black wealth.
Yes.
Born rich.
Yes.
The Gareth Cliff of black privilege.
Yes.
The man with so many cardigans.
Yes.
That even backpack Kanye cried when he saw his collection.
Yes.
The God. The one and only.
Yeah.
The legend.
Yeah.
The man amongst men.
Yeah.
First among equals.
Yes.
Theo Mojo.
Whoa. Theo. That's happening. Yes, that is all very true.
All true.
All factual.
We went for high tea at the Westcliff. It was brilliant.
Oh, swag. I don't even know where the Westcliff is.
I don't even know when high tea is.
I haven't even been in the server.
Sensational.
Sensational.
Oh. Rumor has it.
Yes.
Has it that a long time ago, he once met the then Vice President Zuma at a reputable adult entertainment center.
This true?
And that after realizing that the young man's irresistible charm and inexplicable way with the ladies, he invited him over to his table.
Yes.
Apparently, many things were discussed that night, including the cardinal rule of consistently taking showers. After engaging in unplanned, consensual coitus with ladies of financially negotiable affection.
Yes.
All we know is that he is the erstwhile stripper whisperer,
yes.
The man who no longer takes showers after unplanned coitus with ladies of financially negotiable affection.
You're breaking the rule.
Because I don't have unplanned coitus with ladies of financial affection.
Oh, because you're married. Yes. Oh,
the
yes.
God.
Yes. Faithful the black man.
The most faithful black man in southern Saharan Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa.
No. That would be Jerome Matthews.
It's a close. He takes a close.
Yeah, he's a close second.
Yeah.
I'm probably close first.
The one and only comrade question was, welcome.
Thank you so much. Comrade question in 2015 paid a stripper's Damelin Business College tuition.
Yes. Nice. Varsity College. Yes.
No, it was Damelin.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Office and Varsity management College. Skills. What is she studying?
The business management.
And hospitality management.
Yes. And that's, you know, it involves flexibility. Project management,
supple,
negotiation,
flexible in more ways
when,
than
when Jeremy Gauntlet said the powers of the public protector are supple and flexible. When I heard supple, I just lost my mind.
Yeah, no, we're dirty.
Anyway, let's move on swiftly.
Jeremy,
we are told that his personal friend Dale the Don, known to us infidels and Philistines as the Dalai Lama, has bestowed on Leicester City Football Club the Tibetan monk lotus status of transcendental joie.
Wow, that's a great honor. Wow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Wow.
This is apparently a state of mind you reach when you have bathed in the vaginal juices of 1,000 maidens and have eaten a thoroughbred horse's placenta.
So you've reached the state of mind.
No, joie has.
1,000 maidens?
Yes, 1,000
maidens.
You
reached that like in varsity.
Leave me alone.
In your second year.
All we know is that he is the only man who has ever watched a 4th Division Zimbabwean football match in order to find out if Moses Chunga actually existed.
I'm so sorry, joie.
Fade Matthews, a.k.a. Antonio Bandana, the god. Joie Matthews.
Hey. A.k.a. I pay child support on time.
Woo. We are told that Comrade Question thinks he's the best thing to happen to the African celebrity culture, and I don't believe it anymore. But he was supposed to be here, and Paul Pops, we're going to get him on the phone in about 10 minutes, and he can basically explain why he's not here to the billion faithful followers of the football show.
Our producer actually wrote a note just for me telling me not to shout into the mic. Bastard.
Anyway, we are joined in the studio
by these fire mixtapes.
Fire mixtapes!
Looking for long dick!
No,
they're really looking for long dick.
No.
Is this the place? Is this like the macro of long dick?
This is not the macro of long dick.
Well, we are more like a niche outlet.
Oh, right. So it's like, what's that bottle store in Oliver?
Solly Kramer's.
No.
Norman Goodfellas. We're like a Norman Goodfellas.
Oh, yes. Boutique.
Niche outlet.
Boutique long dick store. Okay, anyway, we're joined by ladies from skungu.org. Wanele Konjelwayo, Sabona, hello, Standard.
Oh, Sabona Ella from Gulandebe.
Yes, Mamunjani, I'm Mamunjani.
Here we call him Comrade Question.
Oh, Comrade Question, yes, how you doing?
And Mampotla Machaba. Hello, Shah. Hello, Shah.
Hello.
Hello, Budbe.
Yeah.
Hey, Bud Blesser.
Bud Blesser.
Anyway, they're from skungu.org and they're going to come and talk to us today about a five-a-side tournament they're hosting on the 27th.
Skungu.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to have some ground rules from Durag Jesus.
Okay. Ground rules.
Yes.
Sky Sports TV punditry and actual coaching of football teams are very, 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 very different things, as Gary Neville is finding out.
Oh, shame.
Only if you're a swag surfing god on Football Manager like Durag Jesus, myself.
You're speaking yourself in the third person?
Is the swag is that properly built? Like Durag Jesus, can you hope to have a future in management without any experience. Just yes. ask Gary Neville.
Okay, okay, that's a fire. Yeah. That's a fire.
You know, to be a coach, you need swag as well.
He did coach Salford City for like 2 months.
Salford City and yeah. Valencia.
Yeah, true.
And that elevated him to the status of Valencia manager.
True.
Yeah,
somehow.
True. Although to be honest, Valencia was pretty shit. Like before he got there.
Yeah.
So I don't think all the blame can be laid at, you know, his door.
They're gonna burn his house.
Anyway, fans can tweet us. Using the hashtag the football show, or tweet us at football show CC.
Yes.
Or they can call us on 0861-555-189. Oh yes.
Yes.
Or alternatively, you can like our Facebook. Wow. You can like our Facebook page, The Football Show, emphasis being on the PH. Or you can follow us on Periscope, where we tend to not broadcast much. So, yeah, there we go. So you can do that. Anyway, news and results.
We must also have a Snapchat that we don't
snapping
use.
Snapping snap that we don't use, yeah.
The keys.
Master key.
The keys.
Yes. EPL, Master Key 1, Leicester City 3.
Wow.
The greatest moment of this game was Mahrez's step over to beat Otamendi for that second goal. Did you see that?
I saw that. That was right.
That is a £32 million defender, Argentine starting defender, who was taken away by a little, by an Algerian. Unknown Algerian
with legs the size of broomsticks.
I've seen
toothpicks thicker than his legs, man.
Man,
has he ever done a calf race in his life?
I don't think so.
Have you? This is if there's a thing of intent. Is this a signal of intent from Leicester City?
I don't think they it's a signal
anymore.
They
are going.
It's over.
As someone said, they're like an elephant in a tree. You don't know how they got there. But sooner or later, they're going to fall.
I don't think so.
And we've been saying this since August, and now...
they're like an elephant in a tree.
They're now there. They are top of the Premier League. Yeah.
I mean, they're 5 points ahead of both United... I mean... Spurs and Arsenal.
United, and they're playing where? Arsenal. They're playing Arsenal.
1,500 points ahead of United.
10 points.
And,
10 points.
Actually, an interesting fact that I saw this morning, and Riyad Mahrez and Sky Sports' favorite racist, Jamie Vardy, have contributed more goals to their team than Cristiano and Messi combined. Do you believe
that? Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
That is crazy. That is
but this goes to Claudio Ranieri. This guy has to be the manager.
His doping works.
Kante, we say it every week, N'Golo Kante deserves some praise.
To be honest though, I don't know. As usual, Ranieri is an evolutionary manager. He comes in and like fixes.
I think this is Nigel Pearson's side.
I mean, towards the end
better.
Of last season, they had some of the best form in the league.
Yeah, they were 20th in January last season.
Yeah.
They were bottom of the league.
Bottom of the
January
league.
Last season. Nigel Pearson, after a preseason in Thailand with a sex orgy.
Some guy was slapping a woman with his cock.
Yeah, telling her she's a fucking chink.
Yeah.
While
racially abusing
a woman while having an orgy. Mm. Yeah. This is the problem of footballers in our age.
Yeah, definitely. So,
I mean, back in my day, footballers would have threesomes. That's normal. But
I mean, six Thai
women,
strippers.
Nah.
It's just not acceptable.
Of negotiable financial affection. Financially negotiable affection. And so do you guys think Leicester finally believe they can do this? They can go and...
win the title. They've believed it for a while because of the strength
maybe
of the
we
doping.
What do you think, Mamputla? Do you think...
Do you think Leicester City can win the league?
Totally.
Antonio Bandana.
Antonio Bandana.
Antonio Bandana.
Fake Matthews is in the building.
We thought he was going to be late like Robert Morales.
Oh, he just comes in here and starts hugging the women. What is wrong with this guy?
We thought he was going to be late like a South African celebrity's child support.
Hey, at least they pay.
Better late than never.
But are we saying Leicester, this is it? This is their season. Is this a Blackburn season?
I will
Blackburn
say after
in 92-93 with Alan Shearer. Is this the season that Leicester go in and break the mold?
If they beat Arsenal?
Yeah.
Do you think... I still think Arsenal can take this.
They won't beat Arsenal.
This is Arsenal's...
That's factual.
Why? Because you beat Bournemouth 2-0 this season?
No, because Mesut Ozil is back on form.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So that is just
that alone.
That alone just makes sure that they'll beat.
Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's goal was his first goal in 38 games.
Jesus.
It was also his first goal away from home in the league.
Wow,
that's trash.
Yeah, but to be fair to him, He hasn't really played a lot.
Yeah,
he hasn't.
Yeah.
I'd take him at United. I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah. He's been there for 5 years, guys.
Yeah, have him with Lingard instead of Lingard on that right.
Are you mad?
I'd have him.
What's wrong with Lingard?
I would have him before Lingard, even after that spectacular.
Yeah, he's more talented than Lingard.
Much more talented.
Yeah, but Lingard is more intelligent.
and maximizes his talent
more than Oxlade Chamberlain does.
Okay, I'll say this about Chamberlain though. He's been like Durek said, he's been there for 5 years and he still can't displace Walcott.
Oh, you're not a big Walcott fan. You're not a big
Nah. If Walcott doesn't score, he does nothing.
He does nothing in the game.
Also, Z is gonna send you a death threat just now.
Oh yeah, true. Z.
And I mean, I did see the stat last week about Walker's performance in the Southampton game. He came on for 33 minutes, had 3 touches. One of them was a misplaced pass.
You said all of them were misplaced passes. One of them.
That's a great game for Walcott.
Walcott is England's hope, the great British hope that went to the World Cup at 16 years age, and he didn't even play, one second on the pitch.
Then missed out.
And then he missed out
through injury
on the second World Cup.
And then the third one, Capello just sidelined him.
They played Jermaine Defoe.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to go to the Euros?
Capello didn't take
it
the last
Capello
time.
When he was in 2010.
The third time is one where he was injured, actually. Yeah. Capello is the one who just said no.
Yeah, that was 2010.
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah, but if Chamberlain can start playing and stop taking selfies...
Where's Wilshere, guys? Let's talk about Jack Wilshere. Where the hell is he?
He's 6 weeks away.
Is he still
away.
Smoking 6 packs a day?
He's 6 weeks away.
He's enjoying
6 weeks away.
He's 6 weeks away. He's 6 weeks away. He's about to drop a fire mixtape like Kanye, like Yeezy.
Push your title bit back.
Yeah, okay, so Leicester going to be champions in 2016, or are we going to be calling them the Premier League champions in May?
Arsenal are taking
it. I hope Leicester wins the league so we can have peace.
If Arsenal win this league, I may just stop watching football forever.
Peace. Bournemouth 0, Arsenal 2. Ozil and Oxlade-Chamberlain, we've spoken about them already. They did well in this game. I think Ozil was not at his imperious best, but he seems to make the right decision when it comes for Arsenal.
He's been off form for the last 3 weeks. Since he came back.
He's been on form.
Over the last three games.
I think the Liverpool game he was suffering because they did say he was injured during the Liverpool game. He played through an injury.
So he played through pain.
Unlike
Daniel Sturridge, he can play through pain.
This is the thing. Ozil is the only one that makes the right decisions in the final.
That's all true.
The time.
And Sanchez, what's happened to him? I mean, he's come back
from injury.
Yeah,
but he's come back. He's had 2 games. He's played 3.
What do you want him to do? He's been out for
3 months.
The guy's not messy, bro.
Okay, so we've got Paul Pops on the line. Paul, hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
Jeez, man. Jeez. Jeez. I think you just need to tell our 1 billion followers on Twitter why you're not here today.
Yeah, I'm Paul.
1 billion. 1 billion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want the truth or the fabricated story?
You better be trapped in a vagina. In a constricted vagina.
Which one? Oh! I'm closer to the mic. I guess
that's why they call you Umpo Pops. Because he pops that cherry.
Are we
Pops, why am I not here?
The cherry popper.
Oh, the cherry popper Pops. Okay, so tell us about the name Po Pops. Where does that come from? Because that's obviously not just... Is it cherry popping?
No, that's a product of my model C-school career.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, you see, my name has 3 consonants. M-P-H-O. So yes. White people can't say Mpo. They go Mpo. Mumpo.
Yeah.
So it's just like, dude, we're gonna call you Pops. You know, it was like Nelson Mandela story. That's my Nelson Mandela story. So Pops is my Nelson.
Or like if you meet a guy called John, you just say, hey, I can't pronounce it. I'll just call you Jablani from now on. Okay. So the reason why we wanted you here, are you a big soccer fan?
Am I a big soccer fan?
Yeah.
I'm the biggest Man United supporter.
Swag.
In rain.
God be with you.
Swag him out.
God be with you.
We've got 2 Man United manks here, and they're crazy about United. One of them actually threatened to shit on Cristiano Ronaldo's face when he left United.
There was one time. And I was dazed in a fit of rage.
You threatened to suck Rooney's dick.
I didn't threaten to suck Rooney's dick.
You threatened to suck Rooney's dick.
Listen here. When you're 2 points away from the Premier League title, people say things, all right?
Yeah,
things happen.
Dude, wait, but is that a threat, though?
Guys, we're actually interviewing Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us what you think about United's season thus far. Thus far.
Look. Let me be honest. A lot of United fans have sort of lost faith in the team.
Yeah.
But I feel like in soccer, everyone goes through a period, you know?
Yeah.
And we can't always win everything.
You just call it soccer?
Huh?
You just call it soccer?
Soccer, yes. I was with Americans this last.
Oh, damn, dog. Yeah, so sorry to interjugate. I mean, interject. Sorry, interject. Interject.
Wow. Married men.
Hello?
Son Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Van Gaal in?
Mourinho.
Or Mourinho in? Which one do you want? Do you want us to have?
Come on, Mourinho.
Yes!
Would you like a Benz or a Ferrari?
No. A Fiat 200, rather. That's fucking LBG.
Nah, respect. Champions League holder, my guy.
Okay, so one last question, Paul, before we let you go, because we are told you've got a busy schedule, you know, box juices and everything.
Yes, I am circumcised.
You are circumcised. Okay. Oh, no.
I went recently. It was awful. Sure.
Asking a pivotal question.
Don't get circumcised when you're a recognizable face.
Oh, shame.
Hard hitting journalism.
Like, I'm that guy on TV. Yarr, I can't believe I'm gonna cut the peel of a guy on TV. Listen, just breathe into this quickly. I don't know if you're taking selfies, but I don't know.
Selfies with your circumcised penis. Ah, yes, the story gets even better.
Okay. Oh, shit, yeah.
What is it?
Tell us about those sex scenes in IA, dog. Were they real? Were you like...
Are you standing? What happened?
Were you in there?
The horniest time of my life. I never used this phrase because I'm not a born free,
yes.
But I'm going to use it now. Ayeye was lit, bruh. It was lit.
So can we start to see...
I want to leave my job now.
Tiny mouth, half naked. You're like, what's going on?
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, I remember there was a scene Fezo and Nero did where Fezo and Nero were kissing and she was just wearing like pink doll.
Oh, God.
And then you know when you shoot, the cameras turn around and then they have to come shoot from this side? The whole crew would literally turn with the camera.
You're a model professional.
So, last question. Who do you think is going to win the EPL and who do you think is going to win the SAPSL?
Who do I think is going to win that?
The Barclays Premier League and the South African ABSA Premier League.
I definitely think. You know what? I'm actually rooting for Leicester.
We all want Leicester to win.
I'm rooting for Leicester to win, but yo man, I go down with the ship, bruh. I'll back Man U even if you're an angry. Say we're gonna win.
Oh, wow.
I'll order lightning from Polokwane. I don't know.
Yes,
I'll
order, please. Chief, order it.
Suppose you can attach lightning on emails in Limpopo
now. Best South African actor.
Best South African actor.
I don't know. I think Tau Mukhale needs to take... What guy? What's Tau Mukhale's real name? Rapulana Situmba. I feel like he needs to take it for that scene that... How did you flip with him? Not once. Just for that speed, we need to get
away. Goodbye. We're gonna have you on the show sometime soon, and hopefully we'll get you on into the studio. That sounded horrible.
I'm gonna randomly drop in. Just while you guys are on, I'm gonna randomly drop in.
Well, yeah, you don't want to drop in when I'm on, though. You
don't want to. I know.
Yeah.
Wednesdays,
2 to 3 p.m. Just drop it.
I got data. I listen.
You got data? Do you have data? Anyway, goodbye, bro. Goodbye.
Shout out, right,
cheers. Sure.
Bye.
Oh wow.
Not once, but twice.
Circumcised penis. Asked him which team's gonna win the PSL, and he says,
"Who's
the best that I can act?" Anyway, are we going for an ad break? Alright, we're gonna pay for
next answer break. Ever.
Yeah, we're gonna pay the bills.
We're gonna pay the bills now. Oh, I'm tired. Oh my god. Hey, can you guys grease it?
I can't. I'm still imagining that cut penis.
Not have loved as much as we expected she would. Don't leave it to chance this Valentine's Day. Spoil her with a genuine piece of Pandora jewelry, a unique gift that she will cherish forever from only 399 Rand. Visit Pandora.net to locate your nearest store or follow them on Facebook at Pandora South Africa and take the guesswork out of gifting.
Right, and we're back. Right, so that was Pop. So what a funny guy.
Right.
Chelsea won, Man United won. What happened there?
Memphis
can we just
Depay.
Can we just oh
it's time what? For a Theo
time
rant.
For a rant.
No, I don't rant. I'm trying to express myself in only way
it's
I
time
know
for a Theo
how.
Rant.
Memphis Depay, this yes, young Theo. 21-year-old Karuchi banging Dutchman who has come to the Premier League and done absolutely shit. He has come on Sunday. You know, there's all we needed to do was Sunday. Get the ball on the right. Yep. Get the ball, hold it up, wait for everyone else to come up. Yep. We were defending, we're trying to get the pressure off us, and what does he go and do? Gives the ball to Thibaut Courtois. this, I don't even know how, he
this
is, has he,
shit. Like, dude.
He's so thick as well, why is, like, why is his butt so big? Like, what the fuck?
Well,
butt so
I mean,
big?
There are lots of
it?
Players with big butts that yeah. do well. Ivanovic?
Yeah, but.
Hulk, yeah, Hulk. Because when you have a big butt, you have a good like balance. Your voice, yeah, no, true, seriously, yeah.
Why are you guys looking at guys' butts?
It's no, you can't. It's right there. It's there. It's literally right there.
Hard to miss.
I don't know what Karuchi is. That what Karuchi found?
It's not Karuchi actually. He's dating.
No,
yeah.
But he banked Karuchi. No, but all I'm saying is we used to complain about Nani, but. Memphis is
terrible.
He's overweight.
It's like
I don't know if he's overweight.
Doing
no,
is he doing it on purpose?
He's bulked up understand. Too hard to cope with the physical demands of the Premiership. But yeah. Now he's lost his flexibility, yeah.
His touch,
his acceleration,
dexterity.
And now because he hasn't had a regular run in the team, he's lost his confidence. Mm. And because you know Van Gaal is a taskmaster.
Yeah.
You know every little move.
Do this.
He's a
do
this,
do
this. Yeah.
So
yeah,
now
yeah.
He second guesses. He doesn't play with instinct anymore.
Yeah.
So I think he needs. That's why he played for the under-21s.
Yeah. I don't know why he didn't put on Pereira. I think Pereira would have been a better, you know, young Brazilian, Belgian
Man,
Brazilian. He
we blew
should
20
have gone
mil.
And
we blew a few mils on Depay. We gotta play, man. Gotta play the kid, man.
That is gonna be his. Van Gaal's legacy is defined by Memphis Depay.
Nah,
his,
chill.
Speaking of
nah,
Van Gaal. At United,
not Depay.
No, Di Maria. Look at what he's doing at PSG.
Yeah, so I'm saying it would be defined by how he couldn't manage a player of such talent.
But then also Di Maria is because he got hijacked or I mean whatever it
nah,
was broken
okay,
into
let's
and they said that was another.
Let's stop you guys. We got messages from Sonia. Hello, Sonia.
Hey, Sonia.
Guys, what is going to happen to Van Gaal after he leaves Man United? Reputation tarnished. And yes. Secondly, she says, do Barca really need a coach with all these fire mixtape players they have? Guys,
with all the fire mixtape doping.
Doping.
Guys, I...
Oh, yeah, speaking of doping.
Read an article, which I didn't really go into depth because I was about to, you know, have some sex. But in the article, they said there's a link between blood doping and kidney stones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which Barca player had kidney stones?
Which Barca player had kidney stones?
Lionel Messi.
Lies.
No, seriously.
There's a Barca player with kidney stones?
Are these scientific facts?
Yes, they're scientific facts.
I don't believe it. Look, scientists convinced us that Pluto was a real planet. And then years later, they were like, yo, Pluto's not a planet anymore. We changed our minds.
You know what? Let's just
leave
that.
I don't believe it.
Okay, so
who evaded tax?
Speaking of Van Gaal.
Who evaded tax?
Speaking of Van Gaal, Mourinho in, is that going to happen? It seems like everyone's saying it's a done deal.
Actually, there we go.
I mean, it's Mourinho's dream job, so... He's going to make it happen, and I think he's the best manager available for Man United.
Okay.
It's a chess move. This is now. I mean, Man City went in and they've got Guardiola.
Yeah.
United have to respond. They have no choice. And the shareholders meeting is this afternoon. Woodward is going to answer some very, very tough questions from the board. The share price has plummeted. And there are some tough questions that I have to ask, and what has going to be done to rectify the situation United find themselves in. Okay. And they're not going to make top four.
Yeah. Right, let's talk about guaranteed. One more game in the EPL. We're going to want to talk about Liverpool and Sunderland. Liverpool are coasting 2-0 on the 83rd minute. 2-0. Why are you just laughing at Liverpool?
It's Liverpool.
They were coasting 2-0, and I think the fans walked out in the 77th
minute.
Things just went south from there. What does Jurgen Klopp, and they've, like, last night they got knocked out here by West Ham.
Okay, by Ogbonna.
Do you guys think Klopp regrets signing for Liverpool and not waiting for Chelsea?
It's not his fault. You can't blame him. There's only so much you can do with the Welsh Xavi, i.e. Joe Allen.
No, I'm saying, like, do you think, because if he waited a few more months, he could have gone to Chelsea.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think he relishes a challenge.
He's rock and roll. What do you mean?
But not enough for Chelsea. What's his face?
Was Chelsea manager that won the Champions League. the guy who looks like Ancelotti. Yeah, the one who looks like a Bond villain.
But the thing with Di Matteo is, remember, he's a Chelsea
legend. He's an ex-Chelsea legend.
And he was an assistant manager.
Avram Grant was Chelsea manager. Come on.
He was also interim.
But for...
It's different. It's different with the point.
But for John Terry's slip, they would have won the Champions League.
He was also interim. It's a different proposition when you're appointing a permanent manager.
All right, so top
but
four.
Speaking of Liverpool, though, I think they have a bright future. Because if you watch the game last night, they're youngsters.
Yeah, they're good.
Smith, there's that Smith kid, I think, at the back. He
there's
is brilliant.
There's that guy, Chirivea.
Teixeira as well.
Chirivea is brilliant. Mm. My God, this 18-year-old Spanish kid with the technique of a 40-year-old bastard. Like, you could tell this guy has composure. He has had pregnancy scares, you know? Like, there would be a double team, and he would just, like, pirouette out of the two tackles. Like, you could
They've got a... I mean, and that's what Klopp's speciality, right? The youngsters. He loves playing the youngsters. Yeah. He loves that aspect of the management side of
what do you guys think of Cameron Bothwick Jackson?
He's a talent. I think he's a talent. He's good.
Pigeon toed at all. He like runs pigeon toed like Raheem Sterling, but he is. I don't think we've seen a cross of the ball like that from the left. Since Dennis Irwin.
You went back. Marcelo can do that, bro. Come on, Evra.
I'm looking to talk about United. And Evra. I'm talking.
Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw's like back in
Luke
training.
Luke Shaw's amazing.
Yeah. Back in training. He could be playing a Premiership game soon.
I keep saying if Luke Shaw had remained fit, our season would look completely different.
Nah, man.
Because that guy was playing at an elite level before that injury, man. He was unbelievable. Every attack,
Anyway, let us move on swiftly. So the top four looks like this: Leicester City on 53, Spurs 48, Arsenal 48, Man City 47.
Tottenham.
Spurs, right?
Tottenham.
Spurs are here to stay, guys.
Going about it quietly again.
And we've been saying this for a while, right? Pochettino has come in there. And then Dele Alli himself has, the goals he scores, he comes off the bench this week. He had, I don't know, flu or whatever it was. Has an assist. Harry Kane's doing well. Bloody Dembele.
He's back, yeah.
Tony Alderweireld looks like he's at the back.
Yeah.
He's special.
Dude.
Former Atletico. He's under I think, Kike Flores at Atletico Madrid. He's unplayable at the back.
Now for the reason why these beautiful ladies are here.
Yes.
We'd love to talk about other leagues, but we're running out of time. We have these ladies from skungu.org.
Skungu.
What does it stand for?
Basically a friendship.
Yes. Okay, what language is that?
It's made up, actually. actually made it up. Nice. It's basically about a friendship, just a group of friends, like a homie. Was it Pozzy? Homie? Group?
Chommy.
Chommy. Yeah.
Alright.
Like a gang, you could say.
Okay.
But we just don't kill people.
So you're the Bloods or the Crips?
We don't kill people.
Or the 26s or the 27s.
Okay, so there's a five-a-side tournament happening on the 27th of February. Where and how and who? How do you get involved? How do you become a part of this thing? We want to be a part of this thing.
Okay, so it's taking place on Saturday, 27th of February.
Yes.
At the Southgate Soccer Field.
Yes.
Nice.
And you can.
Not really.
It's not really.
You go
in the south.
That's what people say when things are
the further south I go is Rosebank.
You know, I feel like people in the north need to venture outside of the north.
Precisely.
As a north child, I can say this.
She's from the north.
Yes, I'm from the north.
Blessed.
And I feel if you're going to Ultra, you should might as well pass by.
You might as well pass by.
By the soccer tournament.
Is it the same day as Ultra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, come play a little bit of footy and then you can go.
And embarrass your family at Ultra.
Yeah.
Basically.
Throw away your name.
And your panties. Yeah. Okay, so who can get into this thing?
Anyone can enter. Okay. So a team of five is 1,000 rand. Okay. It's basically 200 rand a player.
Okay.
Maximum of 8 people per team.
Okay.
For those people who need substitutes.
Okay.
Yep. And the winning team. The winning team gets whiskey tasting and cigar night.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Whiskey tasting where? Or rather, where?
It'll be in the north for you north snobs.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Guys, I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm true north.
I thought you could be a north god anyway.
Yeah, the truest north.
But I thought you could be a north god anyway.
Okay, so how can people get in contact with you if they want to register? Do they call someone? Okay. Do they show someone's nudes? What happens?
No, we don't really want to see your nudes.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You can send an email to info@skungu.org.za. Okay. That is SKUNGU.
Skungu.
And is this for, I mean, what charities are you guys?
So we have an adopted school in Orange Farm called Mpeti Mahlatsi.
Okay.
Okay.
You want me to come closer?
Yeah, it's a non-fees paying school. So everything that they get is basically from fundraising. They even have a feeding scheme.
Oh, nice.
So we're basically trying to do as much
as
we can.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Giving back social.
Well done.
Giving back to society.
Yeah.
And so how big is the school? Is it like primary school, high school?
Like over 3,000 students, yeah.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah. I've been trying to avoid pro bono work ever since I got admitted as an attorney.
Do you have to do a few hours of pro bono?
Yeah.
You're
obliged to do it 20 hours a year.
Okay. Well, thank goodness we haven't had any legal problems.
We thought it would have come to you.
This is my problem.
Yeah. Okay. Matthews has a few questions
about the transcendental nature of giving to charity.
Yes.
And how you're rewarded by Tibetan monks. True.
Okay. As you said, the transcendental nature. How do you feel when you give back? Do you feel like you're enlightened, or do you want to send some inspirational tweets?
Is it better than cocaine?
Yeah.
Well, I've never done cocaine.
Says the North.
No, I'm a South kid, eh? I'm from the South.
Oh, that's why the North one didn't answer.
Don't be cocaine.
No comment.
I love you, buddy.
And how did this all start about? How did you start coming about saying, right, we're going to get together and donate money?
We basically started as a group of friends from high school, 8 of us, and we always wanted to give back. Actually, we started as a burial society.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's so middle-aged housewife of you.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
But you guys are all under 30. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in case who died, like you, like you and your friends,
were you guys like in a cult or something?
No.
Yeah.
Were you guys the ones that broke away?
No, we had North lifestyle. One friend, her dad passed away, and realized how expensive it was. So we just thought, let's plan for the future.
Amazing.
All right, I have another question about this tournament. Is it indoors or?
It's outdoors.
And also, okay, are there gonna be referees? The reason I asked this is because there's always that one dude that comes like this, that's dressed in a full night outfit or whatever. And it plays way too seriously.
And he's, well, he spent 3,000 rand on his boots.
Yeah,
so.
On his scalp.
That like slide tackles you and shit. Like you don't have to go to work tomorrow. will that type of guy be booked at this event? That's what I want to know.
Well, the referees are being supplied to us, so we don't know.
Can the football show team come and referee?
Like if you want to, yeah, sure.
I think they should actually
should
pay.
Actually,
I think you guys should all enter a team.
We can do it.
That'll be really nice.
Yeah.
Guys, if I even
before you go to Ultra,
sprint, I'll die.
Are you all talking or action?
Like? No, but you can go in both.
I don't talk about playing.
Gigantic.
I'll manage the team. It's fine.
No, you can go in goal.
In goal? For what? So I could dive.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Do you see these glasses?
You've got contact lenses.
You go, boss.
Anyway, so is it outdoor? Is it turf or like grass? Is it like a AstroTurf?
AstroTurf.
Oh, wonderful, nice. wonderful. But anyway, thank you guys for coming to the show.
Oh, and there will be food. You will be supplied. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And oranges halfway too. Oh, well.
Will there be like a police presence and military escort? Because it's in the south.
No, none of that. That's why the north people need to come to the south. Because look at this.
But
is there Uber?
Will there be choppers?
There is Uber in the south.
Will there be helicopters?
There's even Uber Black, actually.
And Tracker?
will there be an ambulance? Like, bye.
Do you know what? Bara Gwinnett Hospital is literally like 2 kilometers away.
So I'm sure
away.
You can make
right,
it.
I don't want to die.
You know, you don't pay Discovery to go to Bara Gwinnett.
But there's a city clinic and that's private.
Not comforting at all.
Okay, guys. Just want to thank the lovely ladies of Skooby for coming by to the show. And I think we must commend you and commend you on the hard work that you guys do. I know personally from seeing my wife hang out with you guys that you guys do a lot of work.
Yeah.
And this is not nepotism. Just my wife. No,
but we don't give money, like you said. We actually
they don't
do
give
stuff.
Money. They do stuff. They go and paint schools and stuff like that. So
I we'd think love to get involved.
Yeah, we will. And I would like to give them a round of applause for the hard work.
Okay, one of us would love to.
Right. Now that the serious stuff is out of the way.
I once volunteered at a children's shelter in 2007.
You even remember the
years?
That's how little volunteering you do.
And that is my charitable contribution.
Is that why you hate kids?
Yes, I hate children.
That was 9 years ago.
I hate children. It's well known.
Well, you're not working with kids. These are like teenagers.
Yeah, they grown up.
Is it?
Grown
folks.
Yeah. Still. Some are
even 20. Older than you.
Yeah. Some are even 20.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Why are they still called kids?
They're school kids.
They're school kids.
Damn, though.
I guess if you're doing an MBA, you're a school kid as well.
All right, cool. Segment, our theme of the week, we're talking about the FIFA presidential election, or election, as our program says.
Elecciones.
Yeah. And we're just basically doing like a meet the candidates thing. If only we could have them in here.
Let's get Tokyo Sex Whale on the show.
He could use the help, actually, seeing as how CAF is like, you know.
No, guys, I mean, no offense to my dog, like, but how many, like, leadership contests has that guy lost in a row now?
Dude, yeah, from presidential, Tokyo? Everything.
Lost. I mean, like, he can afford to, so it's okay.
He takes L.
Yeah, but
his wife cheated on him with his bodyguard, didn't she?
Hey, me, I don't know.
Hey, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay, my bad. Right.
Allegedly.
But she's like 21, isn't she?
No.
The Indian one.
The white wife.
Yeah.
The Jewish wife.
Judy
Sakala, yeah.
Oh,
she's not 21.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, the new one is 21.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, so we're talking about the... What do you call those guys? The FIFA president.
Why does it sound like a teenager's masturbatorium in here? Like,
sorry,
can you hear the echo?
Because of
like,
that?
What? Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Lifestyle.
No, remove it. It sounds
what
like...
Is a masturbatorium like a cave for masturbation?
Yeah, where you have like your dispenser for your Nivea or Dove. Ah. And then you get to spank him.
Alright. But it must smell inside there. Surely it must smell...
Nah, you have
it's
like
clean.
Ventilation.
It's sanitized.
Ventilation, man. You have like a little bus where you throw your wank sock, you know? Yeah. You have a display unit for your porn.
Why do you use the towel? Just use a towel.
Or a towel.
Or like... Wet wipes.
Nah, it's just not convenient.
I feel
rather,
this is so technical is though.
I think rather have a wank sock.
Okay. A wank sock.
With the sock thing. Yeah. Do you buy new socks every time?
And your poor domestic worker has to wash that same
sock.
Yeah,
because
it's the washing machine.
Oh.
She still has to pick it up with her hands. What do you want? Do you want her to have your dirty, dry jizz on her hands?
It's dry and it's inside.
That is still
I feel so
you don't buy
for the
new
poor
socks.
Woman who has
no,
to
you
clean
your
regular, house.
You have your regular set of socks.
You guys want to talk about football?
What? Tissues, my guy.
That's wasteful. You'd rather have the sock.
You have your six regulars.
You know, you have your Argyle if you're feeling formal.
You
have your Argyle sock if you're feeling formal. When it's like a black tie.
We've muted you.
A black tie masturbatory event. This is where we have come.
Right. Theme of the week, the FIFA presidential election, meet the candidates. Number one, we have Sheikh Salman. who has been dogged by claims that he was involved in a brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Bahrain in 2011. That led to 150 athletes being identified and in many cases imprisoned. He has denied the allegations, obviously.
It looks like Sheikh Salaman is...
Is he the front runner, though?
He looks like he's the man that's going to take over FIFA. A man that basically has... He has slaves. He has slaves who have been working tirelessly and dying in
Qatar Stadium.
In the thousands to build Qatar Stadium. This is a man who's going to lead football out of the doldrums into
allegedly
the next.
But he was also helped
this
into
thing
power
says
by
involved in Bahrain.
He was.
So he was involved in Bahrain and
Qatar. Yeah.
Qatar. Yeah.
Where is he from?
I think he's from Qatar. Sheikh.
Okay.
He's the front runner in this whole. This
but
whole
he was helped into power by Blatter, as we are told by the Telegraph.
Kingmaker.
Kingmaker.
And the French president.
And the French president and all those guys who own PSG.
Yeah.
Mm. So, is this the kind of cleanup that they want at FIFA? Is this the kind of cleanup that people have been asking for at FIFA? Or just smacks of, I don't know, hypocrisy and poo?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It smacks of poo. It's definitely poo worthy smelling.
Poo. Corrupt yeah poo.
On the poo scale, it's like up there.
It's up there. It's like the one at that club you went to where someone took a dump and the whole club.
Yes!
No!
Yes. I told you about that one time. That's a story for another time. This will be in my journal. Then.
Put it in your memos. Yeah.
In your memos.
But
your
wait,
memoir.
Was it the female section or the male section?
No, it was the male section. The guy went out and he deliberately
but
defecated in a club while we were trying to enjoy ourselves. It did not turn out well.
Joao Matthews, you want to tell us something?
Why are the French so influential?
In FIFA.
Yeah, I want to know that.
The money,
historical, okay. Because they set it up, remember?
Yeah, Federation Internationale.
Yeah, they set it up, Jules Rimet,
yeah,
the first organizer of, well, first president of FIFA, first organizer of the World Cup, French. There's always been a strong history of French influence and patronage in FIFA.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Gianni Infantino.
Word.
Gianni Infantino, we've only seen him recently. I think in the last month and a half, he has really surfaced as one of the horses to back in this FIFA race.
Yeah, his personal loan got approved. So his advertising budget is on fleek now.
Because, I mean, if you look at anything, it was just Sheikh Salman and Prince Bin Ali Hussein.
Bin Ali, yeah.
And maybe Sekwe.
Sheikh Salman is from Bahrain, by the way.
It's Bahrain, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Infantino was the... He's the UEFA guy. He's the one that comes out, I think, the coordinator.
Whenever there's racism.
He was basically Jerome Falke.
Yeah,
for
UEFA.
At FIFA, yeah, at UEFA, yeah. So, again...
He's
it's
one
the
of
same people. It's the same people in the same organizations that we are saying are corrupt, but they're the ones who are running, and we're being told that they're going to be changed.
Same people that have been popping bottles and sniffing coke off Latvian strippers with our money, and now they say, "No, I want to reform. I'm going to make things clean." I mean, come on.
You can't get people who have been involved in criminal activities to clean up an organization run by criminals and bloody corrupt individuals.
And I mean, he is Platini's man. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. He's Michel Platini's man. And so, again, no reform here with this guy.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys a question. Who do we want as football fans to come in here and as the revolutionary to come in here?
So you can sterilize all the footballers.
Who do you guys want? I mean, we need a savior. We need a Che Guevara of football.
David Gill.
Who the fans?
Nah,
who
David Gill. No,
nah,
David
Gill.
Not
David
is Gill.
He's more corporate.
Dude,
he's more
David
corporate.
David Gill is in the mafia. What?
He's part of the UEFA UEFA board,
ring.
Right?
Have you seen his Illuminati ring?
David Gill or David Dane?
Do we want any English
guys,
FA
no,
guys?
Because
they were also getting money. You remember they got some guys got Rolexes corrupt from the Trinidadian FA.
Corrupt. We need someone who is
or
even not
Connor.
Even.
Oh, no, not him.
Listen, you know who
when
he wants.
When it comes to football, there's just corruption. We need someone who's not from the sport.
Okay.
We need Maradona. We need Diego Armando Maradona. Jesus. Dios, 10,
Dios.
Who is able to transform water into wine or cocaine, whichever you want.
Maradona is going to roll joints with FIFA rules, man.
Either
he'll legalize doping.
Yeah.
Football is calling out for a revolutionary, someone
to
give us what we need as football fans.
We need Tim Cook.
Do we need
the CEO of Apple?
Tim Cook?
Tim Cook.
Or
why Tim Cook?
Or Because
someone to change the game.
Elon Musk will like try to put computers.
Let's
in
think
the
of a football player. Football player do we
let's
know?
Let's just go through the
they're
candidates first. Another intriguing name was that we've discussed already, Tokyo Sekhwale. Whose campaign has tanked, to be honest? What has
he
happened?
Got summoned by the NEC.
Mamadou told him.
Madiba, Madiba, Madiba.
You must go there.
You must go there. Come.
To cough.
And tell him.
What about having an African, head of FIFA? That would be beyond.
It would be great.
It would be amazing.
For us.
Yeah. Okay, but where has Tokyo failed? That's the
why
question.
Aren't people backing him? That's the why is there no backing for him?
He doesn't have a personal touch.
What do you mean, like Blatter did?
Do you think he greased enough palms, like, or did he have to go personally?
Yeah,
and,
but where did his name
build?
Come from in the first place?
He put it up himself.
The guap. It comes
the
from guap the guap.
He's like sitting at home, chilling, you know, like looking at all these like fur coats.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm bored now. What am I going to do with my life?
Yeah. Like, JZ isn't calling me back. Sigh. Okay, I can be FIFA president. It's your boy, Tokyo. you know?
Like, okay. What does he give that the other candidates.
I mean, he's at the helm of a multi-billion rand corporation, Belapand. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still multi-billion. But they're struggling now. But yeah,
well. He's got that. He's
got
at
the helm of a
multi-billion
corporation called the Tokyo Sekhwale Lifestyle. That is a multi-billion corporation. Just his personal wealth.
He's so an economy on his
I
own.
I struggle to make a grocery fucking shopping list. This nigga has to manage billions.
Doesn't he have like 2 islands already?
Yeah. He's got an island. Yeah.
I think this guy just decided I have a billion, so I'm gonna give it a shot. It's like
it's like Trump. Yeah,
now that he's mentioned Trump, like if you had $1 billion, would you run for president?
Yes.
Why don't most billionaires do it just for fun? Right.
You see, Michael
there's
Bloomberg,
no one
Michael
to stop
Bloomberg's
you,
running for president.
Is not, has he confirmed?
He said he's
like,
thinking
if there
about
was someone
it.
To stop you, Trump would have been stopped.
No, the thing is, for some billionaires, the acquisition of more money is the drug.
It's important, yeah.
But for others, they're like, ah,
power,
I got enough money,
right?
Now I want power.
Yeah.
You see, so yeah. It just depends on your makeup. For me, the acquisition of more money would be the drug. More money. Who needs the scrutiny?
Okay, the
who
next
needs
guy.
A public protector telling you something where you can buy her life? What? No.
Prince Ali bin Al Hussein.
Unless I can be a dictator.
FA, who stood against Blatter the last time around and he did lose.
Yeah.
And he got the backing of Platini.
But he stood down, right?
Yeah, he did stand down.
So he didn't lose. He
so
did
Jerome,
stand down.
And is Jerome Champagne still in?
But he was indicted as well in the FIFA corruption scandal. So I don't know how he's going to.
So late.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so it doesn't make sense.
However, there's a very interesting regulation that was put in by Sepp Blatter before he won his fourth term in 2011, which is that you can only be involved in the elections if you have been involved in football for the last 2 of the last 5 years.
Jesus.
Prior to the election.
Doesn't that rule out Tokyo?
No, but he's been in football, like FIFA.
What attending parties?
LOC. Yeah.
So even if you're like the secretary at SAFA, can you?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're
involved in
football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Involved in football.
All right.
And then
if you're in Kong, you're involved in footballers.
Yeah.
Right. Let's
indirectly
laundromat.
We're gonna do the laundromat
sometimes.
Now.
Directly sometimes. Quantum list.
Laundromat.
Okay. Sorry, covered question. He hates me.
I hate you today. Okay, Premier League unveil new logo for 2016-2017 season. It's ugly.
I haven't seen it.
Mufasa. It looks like Mufasa's face.
It looks
Mufasa
like Mufasa
had a very handsome face.
Okay, I don't know how
like
lion's faces
nah,
are
guys,
supposed to
Mufasa
look.
Was handsome.
He was good looking.
You know,
yeah, was.
Stop
in
lion face shaming,
in
bro.
A
you are the one who's lion face shaming. What are you talking about?
No, I said it looks like Mufasa. I just think maybe they should have chosen something else.
Well, Mufasa's
Scar.
Handsome.
A wolf? I don't know.
Scar. Why did they make the darker guy the villain?
A frog?
I don't know. His darker name. Premier League to introduce Friday night games with the new $5 billion TV deal.
Yes!
£5 billion TV deal. The move is apparently meant to assist Premier League clubs to compete in Europe on
good.
Tuesday nights.
Good.
I guess because I mean every other league has been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Germany
good.
And all those
good.
Other guys.
Good. Good.
And then
good.
Kanye West has a new album. We don't know what it's called still.
And guys,
it's
that's
called
a great move.
Talop.
Guys, Friday night games. That's a great move for us in this recessionary times.
Yeah.
Because now we don't have to go to the club.
Yes.
True.
Yeah, gives you an excuse to go drink on a Friday now.
And
yeah.
We put this one in the laundromat for Joao. Future's a new album, and it's called Evil.
It's Love
it's,
Backwards.
It's brilliant.
Love Backwards.
Oh. Now he's getting sued.
Oh. That's so illuminating.
And now he's getting sued.
By who?
By Ciara.
By Ciara.
What's the relation of character? She's suing him for 15 million.
What? Wait, what
I think she's
say?
Just bitter.
Russell Wilson has 50 million. So what does she want?
Russell Wilson has 50 million just chilling in his back car like in jail.
Okay, IX have been summoned by Safa to explain why they pulled out of GAF.
First problem is pulling out. Why did they pull out? Never pull out.
Okay, pull out and then racist Jamie Vardy has signed a new 80k a week contract with Leicester. And also, Eden Hazard has revealed that he texted Jose Mourinho to apologize for being crap.
Fuck your apology, you bastard!
And then we're going to give our Wolf of the Week. Our Wolf of the Week is a Florida man who threw an alligator through the ordering chute at Wendy's in Florida. And then yelled, see you later. Alligator. It was a 3.5 foot long.
Can we get him on the show?
No, we need to find him.
Isn't he? I'm sure he's incarcerated by now.
Yeah, he's in jail.
He's in jail.
Yeah, it's fine. They get calls.
Yeah.
We'll just
bribe
you
a cop.
You
want
to call an American prison?
Yes.
To speak to a convicted felon.
A first in South African broadcasting.
Okay.
We're influential.
We'll get Duncan on it.
Okay.
Duncan,
this has been the football show. We want to thank the lovely ladies from skungu.org.
We
want to thank Paul Pops for actually making the time and speaking to us over the phone.
Thank you.
We want to
thank
Antonio
Bandana.
To the gods, Antonio Bandana, Durek Jesus, Theo Mojo. Remember, be kind to strippers, all booze matter, and may the swag be with you.
And we love you, Nandi.
We love you,
Nandi.
We love you, Nandi.